Hey guys, it's Shiny Sappy People with our first vlog. My name's Gabby.
And I'm Joy.
And so, pretty much what happened, about 10 minutes ago, we were just sitting having our normal fake
whack pillow talks.
Yeah, whack pillow talk. I like that. And we were just like, what if we made this a podcast? Just joking. And
but then, like,
here we are.
We could, yeah.
So, I hope you enjoy. I mean, we have a very successful vlog going.
Oh, yeah. It's got, like,
two subscribers. So, we just figured, let's take it to the next level with
exactly.
this podcast.
Yeah. And we just, it's kind of like an experimental thing. We want to just try and do it, like, spontaneously. So, it might turn out really bad. But we're just going to try it out.
Just, like, talking to, like, a fake friend, you know? Like, just pretend we're in your kitchen.
Yeah.
That's creepy. Okay. So, what's the topic of the day? Because I can't say it to save my life.
Asceticism.
If you just add, like, the ass, it just helps you say it.
So just say ass?
Asceticism.
And you got it.
Okay, so we got a definition right here for anyone that's not familiar with this
term.
Posh term. So, it's a noun. Okay, let's go. Next. Yeah. Self-discipline and the avoidance of all forms of indulgent, typically for religious reasons. Oh, God.
Yes.
Yeah, so...
So, basically, it's, like, you know, all those Buddhists and, like, nuns you see, like, and monks that they kind of, like, starve themselves or...
Fasting.
Or... Don't, like, drink water. They have to, like, wear scratchy clothes or something to, like, show their dedication to God or their kind of, like, rejection of earthly, like, pleasures and desires, I guess?
Yeah. I mean, I know you might be thinking, like, I'm not a monk. Like, why are you in here? Tell me about that. Like, hate to break it to you, but it's relevant to all of us, whether you're fasting monk in... You know,
training or
just a human in a 9-to-5.
Yeah.
This is for all of you.
Exactly.
And us.
Because, like, I think that, I don't know, just any spiritual principle, it's never necessarily like how extreme it is. It's kind of like something that influences your whole world view. So it's going to like influence your lifestyle in general. And when you have an outlook where you need to self-discipline yourself to like, avoid all forms of pleasure or something, that's something that's gonna like trickle down into every area of your life, I think.
Yeah, and it's so strange because I feel like, or this is a very relevant topic, and I guess as our culture is very desire based and all that, but it's I think we still have a problem, like, even if we have all these desires and like we're not monks, we're in the end, we have, like, a deep-rooted hate for ourselves, almost, for, like, accepting these things in our life. And it's just, like, a cycle, kind of a paradox. Like, we have all these, like, pleasures in our life, but then we just hate ourselves in the end and, like, go to sleep with that, you know?
Yeah, and it just kind of, like, perpetuates self-hate.
Pretty much. So, yeah, I guess we're just gonna keep chit-chatting.
Yeah.
Keep thinking about it, yeah.
But, like, sort of, just like asceticism.
Oh my god. Okay. Where should I take this? I don't know. I think.
Oh, well, basically, like, the reason that I don't really, like, agree with the idea of asceticism is I just don't see how, denying yourself, like, what the earth has to give you is being closer to God or showing your gratitude for, like, the fruits of the earth. Because I think that there's a difference between greed and accepting and appreciating what we have. There's a difference between, like, showing gratitude through appreciation and, like, asking the world to change for you. Like, if you're, I think it's greedy to expect, like, that the world revolves around you and for things to change for your benefit, but I think that, like, just denying yourself for no reason, like, the great things that the world has to offer is, like, kind of perpetuating, like, hate, and it doesn't really, like, help anyone either.
Yeah. I don't know if we mentioned this yet, but the book Siddhartha talks a lot about it, and it's kind of, like, talking about a guy going on, like, his journey of life, and he starts, like, what's the word when you, like, you're
A
monk? hermit or something.
Yeah.
You know, like, he's, like, pretty much a hermit. He's just, like, yeah, monk type thing. Or he's, like, kind of living that, like, aestheticism life.
He's on a spiritual journey.
Yeah, but
he's trying to find his truth.
He's starting out with that, like, doing fasting and doing all this stuff, and then, like, he goes on to, like, a life of pleasure, and then, like, a life as a fisherman, you know, like, all this stuff. Pretty much he lives a full life full of it all, and he realizes...
The different extremes, like, don't really, like, do it for him. It's more about living, like, the middle way, or, like, you know, in peace
well,
with what you
have.
Well,
your own way. It's learning that there's no recipe. We just love this, like, patented recipe to life type thing, like, black and white and all that, but it's really, like, the gray, but not only that, it's, like, your gray. Like, what works for you. Like, you're not the same, and it's about, like, self-discovery and, like, who are you? Not, like, what recipe worked for them and, like, all that.
Exactly, because also at one point in his journey, he actually, like, meets, like, Buddha and, like, his kind of, like, disciples, I guess. They're, like, living in a forest, and he decides to join them, and he's trying to, like, follow, you know, their principles and do all the meditations and everything, and he sees the Buddha, and the Buddha, like, looks like, I don't know, this crazy enlightened guy, and he's like, wow, but... It doesn't really actually, like, help him in any way, because kind of like the biggest thing that I learned from Siddhartha is that you can't really teach anyone something. They have to discover it for themselves. Like, if it's a spiritual thing, like, there's no, like, just, like, knowing something intellectually isn't the same thing as, like, spiritually learning something. You have to do that through your own life.
Yeah. I remember when I, like, learned about that way of learning, or it seems so funny or so, like, elementary, but it is so true. We don't know anything that we didn't teach ourselves, and you just have to think back to it. Like, you had to know for yourself that 1 + 1 = 2. You had to discover it yourself, even though someone else taught you. You have to, like, accept that knowledge. So it's also, like, science, like, you know, it's our world. It's just how it works.
And just, like, kind of, like, reading the Bible or, like, some prophet's, like, works or something, that's not really, like, truly learning it. Like, you will be if you are ready, but if you are ready, you already know it because you've discovered it for yourself. Like, just knowing something, you're not going to be able to use that in your life or anything, like, knowing it intellectually.
Yeah. Because you can know something... But I guess we kind of have, like, a soul purpose also. Like, our soul knows something, and I guess that's where, like, the self-discovery is so important. Like, it's kind of like you can pretend
to know something. Yeah, it's basically, like, when you just think you know something because you intellectually know it, you're just kind of trying to, like, skip steps and pretend that you're, like, more enlightened than you really are.
Yeah, that's not gonna get you anywhere. Might look good on paper.
But yeah, basically, like, back to the asceticism, like, part of Siddhartha, it's kind of like he joins a group of, like, ascetics, I think that's what it's called, yeah, ascetics.
Yeah.
And, like, they're, like, I think they can, like, eat, like, one bowl of rice or something, like, early in the morning, and, like, they have to, like, wear, like, rags and stuff, but it's just, like, he's trying to do that, and he's, like, waiting to become enlightened, but it's been months, and he's, like, dying, and he's, like,
he's like,
not really doing it for me.
I wish I had a clock to look at how much time has gone by, but it seems like it's been a long time.
Exactly, and, like, I think that seems, like, really obvious when you're reading it in a story that way, in a way that's kind of a metaphor, but, like, think back to it in real life. Like, me and Gabby kind of fell into that trap in ballet of, like, just hating ourselves to, like, you know, like, whipping ourselves like a horse or something to, like, try and, like, get things done. But then, like, I guess, like, over the course of a few years, we kind of realized that doesn't really, like, it's not really any more effective, and it's kind of detrimental to your mental health and physical health, so.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, as we said before, this podcast isn't, like, official. It's just a little chit-chat. But what was that poem you were talking about in Russian? Kind of like, your soul is a horse, you must be.
Yeah, exactly.
For it to, like, work?
Yeah, it's, like, a famous poem, and I was watching it in, like, a documentary about the Vaganova Academy, and, like, this little, like, 11-year-old kid, he's, like, I don't know, he, like, stands up like a soldier, and he's reciting this poem, like, you must, like, beat the horse that is, like, your soul and stuff to work and work, and, like, you can never let it go and stuff. And that was kind of, like, our outlook
before. Yeah.
But then we realized, the horse might, like, die before it does anything, you know? Like...
Yeah. I don't know. I guess for me, yeah, we decided this is, well, it's what we were chit-chatting about before this podcast business. Mm-hmm. But it is just so relevant, and I feel like it's so ignored. I mean, we were looked at as very crazy. We were in our own way. I don't think it's wrong to say we were, like, revolutionizing the way we were doing ballet. And I guess you could say, oh, it looks stupid and stuff, but I think that's, like, someone that hasn't gone through self-discovery. Like, exactly. I knew, like, ballet isn't gonna work unless I figured out for myself. Like, I could listen to these teachers and stuff, but it wasn't working. Like, Siddhartha, it wasn't working for me. I was not, like, mm-hmm. improving, and it's not only improving, I didn't feel it, I didn't like it, you know, so I went on my own. We went on our own journey, shall you say, but we definitely were going down that route of, like, you know, self-deprecation, and I don't know, it's not talked about at all, though, like, I feel like, or we were doing it to an extreme, kind of the more, like, black, that we're doing the extremes to find the answers, but we're all doing it to ourselves, like, unconsciously, and we're just going in a loop and a loop and a loop.
Yeah. And really, like, with the aesthetic versus the artist thing, like, I think we've yeah. really, like, gone through that transformation because kind of, like, a few years ago, like, when we were in Houston, we were kind of had the aesthetic outlook, and we were really, like, focusing on just trying to, like, get better, like, technique in ballet, kind mm-hmm. of, and, like, we were very, like, beat the horse kind of, like, mindset. But then, like, this year, we've kind of shifted more to, like, an artistic, like, outlook, and we want to be, like, better artists and stuff. So and it kind of, like, coincided with our, like, shift away from aestheticism, which I think, like, is not a coincidence. It's, like, part yeah. of the
part of our moving, journey, at yeah. least.
Because I think that when you live in fear, which is kind of, like, what aestheticism does to you, like, you're not really able to do anything creative because you're just, like, stuck in this little box of, like, trying to, like, not get beaten down in the next, like, 5 seconds for, like, deviating in any way because, like, yeah, creativity is an experiment and it's not, yeah, like, always gonna, like, produce a masterpiece the first time. So it's, like, you'd never be able to take those risks when you're in, like, an aesthetic environment.
Yeah, I think it is true. I mean, like, there's a lot of, like, philosophers, and I don't know, I guess, like, we all are philosophers in our own way, like, we can have our own philosophies in this, but I do agree. But I think, like, there is kind of the artist or the, like, aesthetic, what do you call them?
Aesthetic.
Because, yeah, like, you, like, fear doesn't produce art. Fear doesn't produce, like, it's kind of just, like, a mode of survival.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I don't know what to say.
And, like, I guess we have, like, the lizard brain, which is a survival brain, but to do art, we have to use, like, the, like, human, emotive, like, side, you know?
Yeah, and I guess, or, like, I've seen this YouTube video. Wow, how intellectual.
Yes, YouTube.
Yeah, it's YouTube. It's an official source, but...
It really is a good source, though.
Yeah, it was referring to one of the philosophers' beliefs, the whole artist versus aestheticism. And pretty much what it said is these are, like, the two ways of happiness, but I don't know. Honestly, like... I don't know, Siddhartha is just a great example, honestly, just, like, read that, and you it won't give you the answer, it won't, you have to give yourself the answer.
It gives you a path towards finding an answer for yourself.
Yeah, there we go. But, so, anyways, just pretty much read that, but I think it's about having your own journey and stuff, but I kind of don't like, I don't like any philosopher that makes the whole, like, this is a patent way to do it, like, it's yeah. not, there's no way to do it, you know, you just have to figure it out for yourself, and you will never figure it out, or, like, it's active, it's not a answer, it's a question.
Yeah, because I also, like, have, like, this kind of theory or something that maybe, like, enlightenment isn't necessarily, like, even possible in, like, this world or something, or like, ever. I don't even know, like, ever, who knows, so, like, there is no, like, formulaic way, because, like, I'm not even sure if it's achievable, but we can develop ourselves.
Yeah, but pretty much, yeah, he's just saying there's, like, the artist or the aestheticism, but those are, like, the two ways of happiness, but, I mean, like, I think we just have to figure it, you know, and it's not about, I feel like that's also wrong to say, you know, this language is wrong, it's not about figuring it out, it's about just doing the work, do like, you know,
living
learning,
your life.
Living.
Yeah, because we were also kind of talking about how, like, I don't know, you can, like, live in... like, spiritual stagnation, and I think,
really?
Like, I've done that in the past, and it's, like, you just kind of, like, cruise through life, and I don't know, but it's, like, the days, like, blur into months and years, and you just kind of, like, live, and I don't know, you don't really, like, develop in any way, so, like, I guess it's just about living your life, and you have to, like, kind of take risks, or, like, I don't know, or you just have to change. And, like, you're not going to find the right path immediately. Like, I'm sure, like, I don't think we're on the right path because, like, I don't even know, there's probably not even a right path. But, yeah, I think that we weren't, like, I've turned away from, like, asceticism and stuff, but I guess, like, that phase of our journey or something, like, that's part of our journey and it's an important part, and, like, I wouldn't go back to it, but I'm also not, like, I regret that time of my life or something. Like, I learned from that, and now I know why I don't agree with asceticism, I guess, you know?
Yeah. Or I guess, like, me and Joy are very similar, like, we're kind of, like, I guess you could say, I don't know, extremists, I wouldn't, sometimes, or we're always doing, like, we're wanting to grow and learn, so we'll, like, do things, you know, like, really outside the box, or, like, really crazy, and it might seem, like, I don't know, just, it's different, so it's, like, insanity to most, but I think a lot of people kind of, like, not live by the book. We're all different, like, there's no book, you gotta live by your own book, you know, but it's kind of, I feel like we learned this lesson the hard way, but it's kind of like, we can't ignore it anymore, and we've seen that, like, this is not what's up. But I think the problem is, like, in our society, it's like we have this whole, like, silence is agreement type thing, in my opinion, where, like, this has not been talked about, and I see it, like, every day, just, like, we just ignore it. And even though you guys might not be fasting monks or, like, bunhead trying to, like, hurt themselves, like, you probably are doing this unconsciously. And, like, we are too.
It's just, like, so, like, brainwashed into us, you know?
Yeah, just, like, the avoidant, like, I know, I guess it's bad to be black and white, of course, but, like, we need to, or it's, like, I feel like as a society, we don't have, like, a thirst for, like, learning or discovering in a way. Like, it seems like a lot of times you want to, like, talk to some, or just, okay, off topic, I guess, but, like, you sometimes just want to, like, connect to people on a real level or something, and you're never going to get past the weather. It's like people are afraid of themselves or afraid of you or, yeah. I don't know.
And, like, people get afraid and, like, almost, like, they turn away from you sometimes. Literally. When you try to, like, yeah, connect to them because, I don't know, I think they're kind of threatened, like, they haven't experienced this very often, maybe, and they're kind of like, what even is this? Like, they don't understand, yeah. And maybe because they've been hurt in the past when they've opened up to someone, but, like, I don't know.
I don't know, I think our point, there's no point in life, I don't know, it's just blah, blah, blah. But I think, like, a very important part of life is, yeah, learning from others and, like, having, like, deep, meaningful, like, conversations, experiences, and, like, I don't know, just being in that comfort of, like, talking about the weather just isn't gonna work, or it doesn't, I think that's, like, our problem, too, like, how we're always avoiding things, like, so many of us are not satisfied in life, like, you know, mm-hmm. But we just, like, let it go on, and, like,
exactly. Each day,
yeah, or it's just a blur, like you said, yeah. Just life is, like, blah, 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 you know?
And it's kind of, like, I don't know if you guys have ever read, like, The Alchemist book, but it's kind of, like, the boy in the book has just this, like, purpose that he really feels in his life, and it's kind of, like, a silly purpose in the book, like, finding some random, like, treasure or something, but it's kind of a metaphor for, like, you know, you're kind of, like, you have this purpose within yourself, and you have to follow that, kind of, like, when we were in Houston, we had this purpose that, like, we wanted to, you know, like, do, like, more, like, Russian training or something, like, I don't know, it's kind of dumb, but, like, if you really feel something, like, you have to go with it, and, like, yeah, people, like, might actually, like, laugh at you or kind of, like, think you're dumb and stuff, but or it might be, like, seen as extreme or weird, but it's, like, I guess the other option is to just kind of, like, live your life as a blur or something, and I think, like, I don't know, in the end, you're probably gonna, like, have want to, like, do some, like, not just live the same day your whole life.
Or I think it's actually about, like, living your life, like, literally, because, like, we're all living, like, what are you living for? Like, do what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess this sounds so, like, idiotic. I'm like, live your life. I'm like, learn. You learn with your own brain.
But I think that all spiritual truths are, like, very simple.
It's just hard to.
Yeah, we already know everything intellectually. We're all taught that in, like, books and movies and stuff.
We know everything in our soul, but we're, like, ignoring it all the time.
It's like, because so many parts of ourselves we, like, block out, but the self-discovery is about, like, unlocking those doors within yourself sometimes.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. I guess, like, that might be it for
for today.
Yeah.
Aestheticism.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll see if we continue with this podcast. Whoops. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, I'm really bad at byes.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
How do I turn it off? I don't know how.